Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
K&C Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, coming up at 1 o'clock, we will talk with the Dallas Mavericks GM, Nico Harrison. But right now, wanted to shift the perspective to football. We haven't talked a whole lot of football as of late, and I think that's probably fair.
We had an exciting Maverick season. Yeah. The Rangers have been significantly better than I think we thought. Although they're kind of like exactly where Vegas said they would be. But again, there's some promise to go along with it. And then, you know, we were at the card shop show, and that was awesome. So, like, we had a lot of things
Texas
to do that
road
day.
Show.
So, yeah, man.
Now, I saw this from Pro Football Talk, and this was a few days ago, but I wanted to ask a different question because Pro Football Focus. The question they phrased is, in 5 years, who will be the best defensive player? But instead, over the next 5 years, who will be the best defensive player? I don't want to flash forward to the 2027 All-Pro team. I want to say, in the next 5 years, who will be the best singular defensive player in the league?
It's Micah.
Because I don't think Aaron Donald will, well, maybe he will. Will Aaron Donald stick around the whole 5 years?
I don't think he will. Okay. I think he's got 2 to 3 years left.
Yeah.
Micah's a good candidate. I just wonder this. If you do play him at linebacker and only play him at defensive end for 30%, and at the end of the year he has 10 sacks, 4 first forced fumbles. I'm giving him like good numbers, I think, too. But like your big stats that really everybody cares about, sacks. He has 10. Forced fumbles. I'm giving him 4, like pretty much per season. Interceptions, 2 interceptions per season.
Yeah.
And let's say 3 fumble recoveries.
Which is a hell of a season.
Won't we pick the person who's averaging 20 sacks a year?
You know,
maybe.
I could see that.
I also, that is a difference on how do you think he impacts the game. Did Myles Garrett really impact the game more than Micah did? Maybe. But I also don't think that he won't be recognized by every single announcer every game. Oh, and look at Micah Parsons. Like, it's going to be talked about all the time about this kid's work ethic, and he didn't even play. They're just going to talk about him all the time because he's a Cowboy and more people will know about him. But I think it is Micah because he has the opportunities to be in so many different places and make such a big impact on the field.
Now,
but I see what Mike's saying because it is similar to the glue guy that in the NBA that, like Clay, maybe. It's like Clay. He does a lot of different things, but nothing's one thing specific. Steph does the shooting. He scores all the points. Clay is a good defender. He's a good shooter. He does all these things, but Steph is more recognized. And that's probably what Mike is saying that Micah would fall into is, well, he does all the things, but not one thing significantly great because you do have him in so many different places.
Now, to go along with that, I want to open it up to y'all and open it up to everyone who is listening. Who are the other candidates in addition to Micah Parsons?
Oh, okay.
But did you see Micah Parsons?
Trevon Diggs.
I mean, I would love that. I'm going to
Dorrance Armstrong.
Okay.
All right.
Now I'm done with that. Is Micah Parsons says that 15 sacks is the minimum for year 2. And he's still angling at breaking the NFL sack record this year. Not in his career. He said this year and 15 is the minimum. That is a lot, especially for somebody that like will not probably see that position as much like y'all just discussed.
How long into the season before he started lining up at edge? When was that moment when Dan Quinn was like, hey, we need
didn't
to go ahead
it
and do this?
Quick, because of DeMarcus Lawrence, didn't he get hurt really fast?
I think maybe it was Randy Gregory's calf injury that they were like, we've run out of options and we got to go ahead and do this now. But he was still coming off the, you know, at the linebacker spot in that respect as well. By the way, I don't, you've seen the number. I think he had more sacks as a linebacker than he did as an edge rusher last year. I think the number is like one more sack than he had as an edge rusher. So the that ability, I think 15 is a fantastic number for him.
That's and achievable?
Especially now that you know all those things. Like, I think last year, Broadus has said it. They didn't know. They didn't know his edge rushing out of college. They were just like, we got an athlete that we can put out on the field. That's what we always list him, athlete. We don't have a position, but he's an athlete. And so I think they didn't know that. And then they said, well, let's try it. It turned out good. And they were like, wow, look at this other option that we have. So going into this season, wouldn't you be drawing up more opportunities for him to get that?
I definitely would.
And if he wants to get 15 and you're at 13, won't you be like, all right, we got three more games left. We got to figure out how to get him those extra two.
Now, other viable candidates.
TJ Watt for sure.
TJ Watt, is he the leading guy that
How old is he?
He's in year five of his career.
So 26, 27.
Right? Year 10 is about where you could see major drop off.
Yeah. He's 27.
So over the next 5 years, I think that TJ Watt on a team that like they pride themselves on their defense, he will continue to be a star. You hopefully injuries don't. Like, hopefully he's not injury prone like his brother.
Yes.
Where he's great when he's on the field, but then all of a sudden.
It at least took a minute for him to, like, really, really get injury prone. But you're right about that. What about Myles Garrett or Nick Bosa? Now, Garrett is 26 and Bosa is 24. Do you think either one of those would mount viable challenges?
Garrett's only 24?
Doesn't Bosa...
No, Garrett's 26, Bosa's 24.
Okay, all right.
Doesn't Bosa in English translate to hurt?
I don't know. I will
burn the entire Bosa family.
From Spanish?
I don't know. Any language. They're just all... They never play enough games. They're always, to me, no. That don't both Bosas struggle with staying on the field for 17 games
they
or
do.
16 games? So,
they do.
I would say Micah has the advantage there. The one thing, they do play the premium position all the time. But I would just say that I need to look up his games played and injury history, because if you're telling me 5 years of Nick Bosa, I'm telling you that he's missing 20 games in those 5 years.
Yeah, I don't know if I completely agree with that many numbers or that many games missed, but I don't think Mike might be that far off, because they do have – some injury history that runs along with him. He had the ACL. That cost him all but two games last season. So, yeah, I would say that I do have some concerns there, but he is still young enough where he can remain healthy for the next 5 years, and he has that ability to dominate a game.
What about Myles Garrett then? Because he has been a full-grown man pretty much his entire career.
He's in the same draft as TJ Watt, so they're about the same age, I'm assuming.
He's 1 year younger.
Okay.
But close enough.
Yeah. So he's right on that borderline in year five of will he still be an effective player, where I assume Micah Parsons will be very effective.
Yeah.
4 or 5 years from now.
I'm looking at Garrett the last 4 years, 13.5 sacks, 10, 12, 16. So he hit his high this last year when he was 25 and about to turn 26.
You have Max Crosby on that list?
You know, I don't, but I'm intrigued by that.
And especially if they were to line up in Ndamukong Suh next to him and get some even more. They had really good pressure from the Raiders' defensive front last year.
And I know people are super high on Max Crosby.
He had 10 his rookie year.
Okay.
He had 7 in his second year, and then he had 8 sacks last year. And he played 16 and 17 games. The pressure rate on that guy, though, is phenomenal. And I know a while back we were bringing up defensive ends, and I know Trey Hendrickson was brought up. He's about 27 now. So Max Crosby at 24, I think, has more of an opportunity over the next 5 years than Hendrickson, who I think by the time he gets to 30 might kind of fall a little bit. Plus, it's Cincinnati, so that's another different thing.
Right.
But Cincinnati did such a good job of building their defense this past year. That's why they got to where they were. They invested in their defense. So I would say Crosby has a definite chance of being able to do that.
Okay, I wanted to throw in one other position. Now, somebody asked about Minka Fitzpatrick. I was also going to throw A.J. Terrell. And
I liked him.
So, okay, so 877-881-1053. Will Micah be the best defensive player in the NFL over the next 5 years? And so we've walked through a whole bunch of candidates. Watt, Garrett, now Crosby. What about...
We just went through this last year. You can't beat a guy that's getting sacks with just defensive being a secondary player.
Yeah.
Like, Diggs had 11 interceptions.
Do you think?
And Mike said he wasn't even part of the top three conversation.
Not a conversation. When he finished fifth.
I would have to go back and check, but yeah. Probably something like that. I still think it's weird that if you're top five, you're not in the conversation. But do you think, because people made a big deal out of his yardage. Now, a lot of that was garbage yardage, but do you think if the yardage was lower, then that would make a difference? Or are you like, no, he still had 11 interceptions. He was first team all pro. He was literally had the most votes of any other defensive back. And
it doesn't matter. Fifth. It doesn't matter, yeah. to the edge rushers or the guy that's getting the pressure on the quarterback for whatever reason.
I think you have to be Deion Sanders. You have to be.
Deion ever have an 11 interception season too?
Because they refused to.
But
pass.
It was shut
you
down.
Have to, yeah. Be, if we're going to be in the conversation of best defensive player in a 5 year period, you have to be where everybody says you don't look that way, you don't throw that way. He's going to bait you into situations. Don't be a dumbass, mm-hmm. and say, oh, he baited me into it. Sorry, coach. Because one of my buddies who was one of my catchers, I believe his name was Shane Wallace, got replaced by Jay Cutler at Vanderbilt. And he was the quarterback before Jay Cutler. And they said, we don't care what you see. Do you understand?
Yeah.
We do not care. Do not throw the ball where Champ Bailey is covering. Just don't do it. And he said, I did it. He's like, he was wide open. He's literally wide open. I threw the ball, released it, and then the dude went flying into the, window and intercepted the ball. And he came back to the sideline, and he said, I won't do it again.
And you're like, yeah, too late, dip ass.
Yeah, but that's just a quarterback's thought process of, right, I hear what you're saying, but I am good. And he's not in the picture this time. I get if he's covering the guy, I'm not going to throw it that way. He's literally out of my window. He's out of my picture. And so if anybody, and Champ Bailey, he made the Hall of Fame, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, great. He still didn't come close to the Deion Sanders respect in the NFL, but he was great.
Terrell Suggs, J.J. Watt, Luke Kuechly, J.J. Watt, J.J. Watt, Khalil Mack, Aaron Donald. Stephon Gilmore.
Yes, I knew Aaron there was
Donald,
a DB in there somewhere.
TJ Watt. Like, it's the one year that Stephon Gilmore got Defensive Player of the Year, and then he was aged out and got traded. You know, like, the dominance has to last so long. I mean, even think about the Darrell Revis era. You know, like, that. You were like, that guy, he's the Revis Island, and he still never won Defensive Player of the Year.
I just want to throw this out there real quick. This is a great text from the 806. Will Anderson. All right, so that kid is at Alabama right now. He is a wrecking machine. I think it was McShay who said, even with Young and Stroud coming out, whoever has the number one pick should take Will Anderson next year in the NFL draft. So he might be somebody who could just explode onto the scene as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.